All right, so this is our Massachusetts Crammar series, and what I want to do is I want to get us started with the Massachusetts licensing regulations. So that's the first stop. And what I want to talk about in from the high picture is we need to discuss who's the regulatory body that oversees licensed real estate professionals in the state of Massachusetts. So first off, y'all want to know for your exam that we have something called the Board of Real Estate Brokers and Salespersons. And lovingly, many times on exams and in short form, they just simply call them the board. We need to know a little bit about sort of their makeup, their composition. So you need to know that the board is comprised of five members. Three of the five members have real estate brokerage experience for 7+ years, and the other two members are just citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. No formal real estate background necessarily. Okay, so that's the composition of the board. Then we want to know that there are two primary license types that we have here in the state, like we do in other states, and that being first off the real estate salesperson. And then we have the real estate broker. Now, just a note, the real estate salesperson many times is also called the real estate agent. And on exams, they might be referred to that as well. But formally, they're known as the real estate salesperson. Now, licensed attorneys, we do have an exemption, and this is popular many times that you might see come up in practice questions and whatnot. A licensed attorney is exempt from the pre-licensing requirements. So what they can get out of, if they're licensed to practice law here in the state, is they can get out of the pre-licensing hours. They can also get out of the examination. And then they can also get out of becoming a salesperson. They can jump right to broker. However, they do have to apply and submit an application. So they do have to do those couple of bits and pieces. Now, let's talk about the other parties outside of an attorney exemption. Regular people getting their real estate license have to complete 40 hours of pre-licensing work. That's for salesperson and also for broker. The big difference between the two licenses is that a broker has to post a bond in the amount of $5,000. That is very popular. You do see those items that you do need to know for exam purposes. Now, both real estate licenses are good for 2 years and they expire on your birthday. Now, with renewals, we have to be mindful of continuing education. So CE and those types of things are required for professional licenses, many types, and it's same for our particular industry. So in our business, I would note that you need to be finish 12 hours of continuing education every 2 years to maintain an active status, either a real estate salesperson or real estate broker's license. So they're both the same. We also have to submit a renewal application in that 2-year renewal and pay renewal fees. And that's how we completely renew so we can work. Now, there are three main licensing statuses for our brokerage licenses. Number one, a license can be active. By active, it means that it can simply, we have to pay our renewal fees, we have to do our continuing education, we have to submit all of our paperwork and fees to the state. The second two, inactive. With inactive, you submit your renewal application, you don't do your continuing education, and when you do that sequence, then you are renewed as inactive. The difference between active and inactive. If you are an actively licensed professional, then you can close real estate transactions. You cannot close real estate transactions if you are inactive. However, please note that you can earn referral fees by referring the business to licensed active individuals. So it is permissible to earn referral fees even if you are inactive. And the third degree, if you will, is simply expired. Now, an expired licensee does not submit any renewal paperwork, does not do their continuing education. They basically don't do anything, right? So that would make your license expire. If you're looking to reactivate an expired license, you don't have to go back and do all the pre-licensing necessarily at the current moment. As it's written that way, you do have to go back and they will make you do some continuing education. They'll make you submit another application in order for you to get back on track. And they will, so it's a reinstatement application, and they'll make you pay surcharges in addition to your renewal fees. So that's your three degrees of licensure. You can be an active licensee, an inactive licensee, or your license can simply expire. In this next section, I'd like to talk about some of the violations that are very, very common for a real estate licensee to incur for doing various things. Number one, that performing any activity in which we just defined as a real estate professional, any the definition of what is a broker, the definition of what is a salesperson, performing a required activity without having a license. Okay, that's number one. That's a big violation. Number two is just flagrant misrepresentations. Acting as an undisclosed dual agent. A dual agent is where one party is representing both sides and treating both sides as a client. And that's a big no-no. Both sides have to give affirmative assent or permission to have that special relationship if your state allows it. Here in Massachusetts, we allow for a dual agency, but it has to be disclosed. The mismanagement of funds, that's a big one. That's commingling or conversion, those two things. Remember, commingling is mixing my money with other consumers' money, my brokerage money, and conversion is actually using that money. Big no-nos in our business. Paid or accepted any commission without giving or going through your managing broker. That's a violation of license law. You can only receive compensation from your broker. Performing any act of discrimination is a violation of your licensing laws, and here in the Commonwealth and everywhere else. So we want to know those basic ones. Now, there are some violations that are subject to a hearing and potential disciplinary action from a board. So typically when something like this happens, the board requests your presence. And you're going to have to present your arguments to the board, and then the board makes a decision and they vote. And then, you know, we come up with a certain procedure and protocol. With disciplinary actions, they can also include things like fines, actual license revocation, and potentially jail time if the penalty or violation is something like blockbusting, which is panic selling here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. All right. So, as you can see, there are many twists and turns to the world of Massachusetts licensing regulations. We've covered some of the basic ones here for your crash course purposes. Good luck with your studies, and I hope to see you in the next module.